Okay, this is Dame and I'm flying solo on this one. I had a power outage this week, so we didn't get a chance to record as a trio, but we will be back in effect next week. So just to give y'all something to hold y'all over, I'm going to be giving my thoughts and reactions to the next couple Golden State games if they occur. The Warriors are currently down 3-1. They lost the last game to tie the series in the late game in the fourth quarter, and to be honest with you, it was pretty disappointing. Just my general thoughts on that game. I felt like Draymond was pretty good defensively on AD. I felt like Steph was really, really good distributing the ball throughout the entire game. My issue was he wasn't making shots. So any sustained lead we could have or any extending of a lead we could have, it didn't really occur because Steph wasn't making shots. I think he ended up with like a 30-point triple-double. But man, if he would have made just like four threes, I think we won that game going away. Klay Thompson was kind of kept in check, and I do feel like he hunted two really, really bad shots late in the game. I also feel like Draymond could have went up right away after he got the rebound on Steph's missed mid-range shot to put us up by one. And then I feel like Steph could have just generated a better look down one than chucking a 30-footer on Anthony Davis, you know? I felt like we could have did a lot better than that. And then to go a little bit even further than that, Steph has to get a stop on Lonnie Walker. And if Steph can't get a stop on Lonnie Walker, some type of defensive adjustment should be made to ensure that the guy that keeps scoring on Stephen Curry can't keep scoring on Stephen Curry. You know, something has to happen. Some type of adjustment has to be made. And they just kind of let Lonnie do what he wanted in the fourth quarter. Granted, I kind of understand it because if AD ain't scoring and if LeBron ain't scoring, well, fuck it. Like, that's the best case scenario. But it just so happens that in this situation, the best case scenario wound up with 15 four-quarter points. Do I feel like we can come back from 3-1? It's weird, man, because it's like in this situation, you kind of accept your fate that, like, yo, conventional wisdom says that you should not be able to win this series. But then there's like this inkling that I believe in Stephen Curry's greatness so much that I really think that he can get this done. I believe in Klay Thompson and Draymond Green to the point where I really think that they could do it. And this is going to sound stupid, but I'm going to say it anyway. When you allow yourself to entertain the idea of coming back from 3-1, it almost makes you feel like you finally understand what these athletes think about. Because, like, in order to put yourself in a situation where you feel like it is possible to do something that the majority of people think is impossible, you sort of got to, like, truly cling on to the fact that, like, yo, I could do something great here. Coming back from 3-1 would be amazing. This would be insane. Like, this is an accomplishment. That's the new task. Like, yo, coming back from 3-1 is the new task. Like, the new mountain to climb. And you kind of allow yourself to cling on to that and not think about the possibility of losing. You think about the possibility of overcoming this. And I think that's how athletes think when they get into these situations where, you know, it's really like the odds are stacked against them. The Warriors have come back from 3-1 before, but that was a very different team and time. That's two injuries ago for Klay Thompson. That's probably like 6 years ago for Steph Curry and Draymond Green. The supporting cast was different. Andre Iguodala was a factor in the fixture in the rotation. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Jordan Poole. Jordan Poole, I just, like, the only way I could be honest and say it is he's regressed a lot, man. And it's sad because last postseason he was a major contributor. His game one against Memphis on the road, that performance was incredible. His playoff debut against the Denver Nuggets where he starts and has a great first and second game, to be honest with you, is incredible. His jump shot was there. His drive game was amazing. I just felt like he was unguardable. And now it just seems like he is unsure of pretty much everything that he's doing on the basketball floor. He doesn't trust his jump shot. He refuses to attack people. Like, there's so many things that he's good at that he just isn't doing. And it's not the player that I know. So I know he's probably in his head. And I feel bad for him because I know he wants to perform. I know it's not that he doesn't want to play well. It's just kind of what's happening right now. I also want to mention that, like, Draymond's passivity rearing its head again in that situation where he doesn't go back up with that putback, man, that's frustrating because it puts so much pressure on Steph to just do everything. Like, Klay, I feel like Klay injecting himself in the game was the wrong thing, and he should have stayed out of the way. But at the same time, I feel like that was Klay trying to help Steph, you know? I think that's what that was. And, like, he just did it the wrong way. He hunted two really, really poor shots. But I think that's what that was. Andrew Wiggins wasn't giving him anything. I got to say, Wiggs was bad, man. He allowed Bron to get going. He had turnovers. He couldn't make a three-point shot. Like, he was dying on screens, allowing the switch to happen with Steph and Bron late in that fourth quarter. So Wiggs wasn't really great either, but Draymond's passivity in that situation, it was really, really disappointing because he's 6'6", and he has a 6'3 guy on him. He's right at the basket with no help at all, and he just didn't even think about going up. So now it puts pressure on Steph to, like, make a shot when you had a chance to do it right then and there. Okay, and like, the last thing I'll say is the hammer play. I'm going to be honest with you. I would have much rather them run the hammer play and just give Steph the ball back and let him shoot the motherfucker again to tie the game, because the Lakers definitely sniffed out the hammer play, because that's, like, one of our pet plays that we run in late-game situations, you know? So, a lot of people were impressed by them sniffing it out, but I wasn't surprised by them sniffing it out because, like, they were thinking about off-ball shit the entire time. With that being said, I'll end by saying this. I hope that we win tonight in game 5 to extend the series 2-6 games, and I get another chance to react to another game and the hopefulness of potentially winning another game. But I'm going down with the ship. I'm going to ride with my guys. It is what it is. They've given me a lot of great basketball over the years. They've done things that I didn't think was possible before in situations where nobody thought they could make it out of and counted them out. So this is just another time. Hopefully Steph comes out and puts on the show. Klay comes out, puts on the show. Draymond has an all-world defensive game. Jordan Poole comes through, contributes. Wiggs locks in defensively and offensively. And we just have one of those games that this game isn't in doubt. We win it going away, and we gearing up to go try to get game 6 in Los Angeles. If that doesn't happen, I'll be back here reacting to the loss, but if it does happen, I'll be back here reacting to a win. So this is what y'all going to get on the feed over the next couple of days. Because we didn't get a chance to record as a trio, we will be back next week. But you can follow me at Dane Fresh on Twitter. Follow the podcast at Wait Till You Pod. You can follow Ricky at Letter 18. Don't follow Darius because he might shoot you. I'll get up with y'all next time. Peace. Go Dubs.